So first of all, you may notice I'm holding my microphone.
Yeah, okay? I said that.
And I am on a couch with my leg extended because I cannot sit in a regular, I can't sit in a chair.
Why can't you sit? Is this like it's because primo of the old, podcast the, nah, information?
It's the old people things. I've got fucking gout. That's why. I've got gout.
Do you actually have gout?
No, I don't have gout.
I was going to say, you're not rich enough to have gout. All my people in this town got moving on their minds. All the children scream and yell, they're running for their lives. Meet me in the middle, in a place that's yours and mine. Come up with me, baby, we'll be fine. Hello, everybody. I just blew out my mic.
Yeah, I heard that. Do it
again.
Wow.
Okay, let's turn this down. I'm gonna get loud, so I have to turn it down. All right, here we go.
Yeah, turn that.
Three,
turn down.
Two, one. Hello, everybody. I'm Adi.
Who cares?
Oh God.
Who cares anymore?
Oh God. Okay.
No, I'm not about you, but I'm about me.
Yeah,
like, nobody...
no, I know you're a mess. I'm Brandon. This is highly unreasonable. An unreasonable podcast
for an unreasonable world.
An unreasonable world. I'm Adi, yeah. And I'm joined as always with my co-host Oscar the Grouch, reporting live from his trash can.
Wait, I would prefer his house to where I am right now. Okay,
oh God, we need to get you out of the in-laws.
I've got to get out of here. I got to get out.
And you know what, listeners, if you can come up with creative ways to help Brandon escape his inescapable escape room, we would love to hear it. You can tweet at us at UnreasonablePod. That's also our Instagram handle. You can go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/highlyunreasonable. You can go to our website, quilltheory.com/highlyunreasonable, where we formally request that you fill out the form. Or you can just send us a good old-fashioned handy-dandy email to highlyunreasonable@gmail.com. Here's what we want to hear from you. As always, we want topics because the show's based on them. We want to hear how Brandon can turn the plastic spoons they've been giving him to eat with into a shank and dig a hole in the wall to get out. We want to hear whether or not we should do a live episode with people watching.
Got so some far, responses.
We got one response so far.
From whom? Because I've got more than one.
Oh, I only checked the email, so...
Oh, yeah. No, listen, on the Twitterverse, where the live episode is a hot topic.
Is it? I can't wait. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Is.
We'll talk about that in a hot second, because I do want to hear the results of that this moment. But Brandon, I have to ask, there are more important things to talk about.
Sure, go ahead.
What happened, buddy? Because I will tell you that we did an episode... Yeah. Mm-hmm. In which you said on air that if Xena texted you and me, that you would reply.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Xena sent many texts to you and me, and as of
never
this moment,
saw it.
You
never
still have not replied.
I've never seen it.
I like the story.
I will show you my phone. I have not received a single text.
What happened to you?
Okay, but there may be a reason for that.
Yeah. What?
All right. I had a kayak crash. I crashed in a kayak.
A kayak is like the...
A small
thin,
boat a day.
Like the thin boat that one person gets in.
That's correct.
And you crashed
I went fishing in the desert.
Okay, wait.
Last weekend.
Wait. That's already an insane sentence. I went fishing in the desert?
Yes, the high desert of Oregon. I went fishing.
By definition, a desert should not have any fish in it.
No, Adi. Nobody. No.
Don't nobody me because there's dozens of listeners
to me.
Right now.
It's a high desert. It's not like Phoenix, okay? It's a high desert. There's elevation, right? And there are rivers and streams because of snow melt.
So
you
then
how
is it a desert?
It's a high desert. It's
just
arid.
Just because you say the word high frequently and at increasing levels of volume doesn't mean it makes any more sense.
I went to Death Valley recently, okay? It is one of the lowest places on Earth.
Yeah.
It's dry, it's
fishing.
Sandy. Yeah, exactly, Adi. Yeah. Yeah. Went fly fishing in Death Valley. There are rivers in some deserts. I went to a, oh my God. Why am I even I had a kayak crash, okay?
In a desert,
and I'm not being facetious.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to be alive.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, you don't like this. I'm lucky to be alive.
What happened? I need to know more about...
It's really hard to explain.
Every component.
I will just get to the nitty-gritty of it, which is...
Yeah.
I made an error. I made an error in judgment about how rough the water was.
Okay.
I turned my kayak over.
Oh, no. That's scary, because that's the one you're strapped into, right?
No, I'm not strapped into it. Wasn't strapped into it.
Isn't there a boat that it's just one person in it, and you're strapped in... And it's thin, so it's like constantly going back and forth.
This is a terrible idea to be strapped into a boat.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I've never been on this particular vessel.
Pretty sure that doesn't exist. I made an error in judgment. I turned the kayak over. I got swept down the river. I am swimming, trying to swim to shore in water that was feet level. Right. So my head's just above. And then all of a sudden it's a drop off and I'm over my head in water and I'm trying to swim to the shore in incredible rapids.
This is terrifying.
Yep.
Made only more confusing by the fact that this all happened
in a desert. In a fucking desert. Do me a favor.
I have to say, it would be okay. One of the co-hosts of Highly Unreasonable who drowns in a desert. Okay. That feels appropriate.
Do me a favor.
Yeah.
On your computer right now, Google John Day River. Google it. And look up an image.
I'm looking up on my phone because I just can't totally listen to you 100% in anything.
John Day River. Just look it up.
John Day River.
Yep. Look up an image.
Yeah.
What does the surroundings look like? What do they look like?
Pretty dry, it looks like.
Yeah, pretty dry. You know what else is dry? A fucking desert, Adi. It's a river in the desert.
That doesn't make any sense.
So anyway, I swam to the...
We need to come up with a different word for it, then.
It's a moist desert.
Yeah.
So anyway, I made it to shore, and I literally said out loud, Adi, I cannot believe I got out of this unscathed.
But you seem to be scathed.
And then I looked down.
Oh, no.
And are you squeamish about this sort of thing?
No, I fucking love this shit.
Okay. Listeners, if you're squeamish, turn the volume all the way down for 5 seconds.
There's no way it's just 5 seconds.
Starting now. My kneecap was exposed.
Like the bones?
Yes.
Whoa. Can I see? Is there any way for you to point the camera at it at right now for me, please? Can I see it, please?
I can. No, it's wrapped, but I can send you a picture.
I would love a picture, please.
But this is post suture, right? So this is post stitches and stuff.
But I'm happy to still take it. But that is disappointing.
Yeah. Well, Adi, you know, I was bleeding, and I could see my kneecap.
First thing I would have done would be take a dang picture of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe I didn't think that, man, I better snap a selfie of my fucking hole in my knee.
Not quite the historian that you profess to be. Okay.
Okay. There's a message coming your way right now.
Oh, my God. I'm so amped. Oh, my God.
Makes
I'm
me
so
a little
amped.
Sick to my stomach
oh my
even
God,
seeing
I'm
it.
So amped. So this is like. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That, so
it
that's
looks
healed.
Like your knee has a nipple.
That is.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's healed. That's 6 days healed. You zoom in, you can see the stitches. You like that sort of thing.
Oh, my God. This is insane. It looks like a shrimp is trying to escape through the top of your knee.
So, that's exactly what it looks like.
It is, isn't it?
It is. It is. Here's what I'll say to you.
Why is it so wet?
Now, I said I'm lucky to be alive. I mean, I'm actually really good outdoors. I mean, I could have hit my head, right?
Good outdoors, says the guy who almost drowned in a desert.
Right. Good point. Says he who drowned in the desert.
I'm really good outdoors, says the man who almost drowned in a desert.
If I had hit my head, I could have drowned in the desert, right? Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I knew what to do. I swam to shore. I hurt my knee. I was in the middle of nowhere, D, and I had to drive over an hour to a hospital.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself, yes. And a, I'm going to... Fucking Oregon, man. I'm telling you, people are nice.
Did you learn nothing from 127 hours?
So I wasn't rock climbing. I was in the desert, but I wasn't rock climbing. There were other people in my vicinity. A guy drove by in like a Jeep while I was like putting a sweatshirt on my knee. And he was like, you okay? And I was like, I don't know. I showed him the wound. He said, you drive. You can drive, right? And I said, yes, because it was my left knee. He's like, I'm gonna lead the way, and just in case you pass out. So he led the way over an hour to a hospital. Here's the worst part.
Oh, God.
Here's the worst part.
Yeah.
The worst part is, I mean, the emergency room has its own nightmare, but I'll spare our listeners that because I feel like we've lost everybody at this point.
I'm so invested.
The worst part, though, is that I can't bend my leg.
Do you think you'll ever be able to bend it again? This, listeners, is a moment in which Brandon thinks I'm being funny, but I'm
know
being,
you're being serious.
So genuine.
That's the reason why I'm laughing. No. Yes.
You won't be able? You said no.
I will be able to. The reason why I can't bend my leg is because I have stitches right on my kneecap.
Otherwise, the lobster tail will pop out.
That motherfucking shrimp's going to come out if I bend my leg, right? So I'm just keeping that shrimp in.
That is insane.
That is so gross. We have lost every listener. We've only kept the people who like watching videos of people popping pimples, you know?
Here's the thing, is that back in the old days, I would have like posted this picture like in the comments or something, but I'm not doing that shit anymore. I think that will potentially make it better for listeners, but also potentially worse because now they will have to... And let their imagination run free.
Imagine your worst nightmare and put it on your knee, and that's it. Okay?
So take Freddy Krueger's face and then turn it into a knee.
I will be able to bend my leg again, but I can't because of the stitches. And let me tell you, I'm not kidding you. It's the worst part. Everything is so hard when you can't bend your knee. Pooping is like impossible when you can't bend. I want you to try it.
You would like never be able to poop. You probably only need to. You could probably only poop in long bathrooms, right? Because you have to have your leg extended.
My leg has to be extended. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's a man. We're really winning over listeners today.
I don't care. This is incredible.
I've got to poop at like a 30 degree angle. Yeah, it sucks. It's awful.
As a pure lover of the squatty potty, that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, like, and here's the thing. I could have gotten the stitches out today.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a picture to my brother because he's an EMT.
Mm-hmm.
Sent a picture to my brother and saying, hey, do you think if I go to urgent care today that they'll take these stitches out? And I'll read you his reply. Oh my God, that looks terrible. Keep them in for as long as you can. My brother, the EMT. So, not feeling super great.
It's never a good sign when the medical professional says, that looks terrible.
Yeah, I know. And here's one more observation I've made.
Yeah.
You remember back in the day when before Netflix and Amazon and all this streaming stuff, you would say things like, there's nothing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like Netflix and Amazon said, hold my beer. We're going to make sure that there's even more not on TV. there's Bridgerton, there's Breaking Bad, and then everything else sucks. Everything else sucks.
Wow, wait, whoa, wow. Bridgerton, Breaking Bad, those are the two, and that's incredible.
Why? I liked Bridgerton. Did you like it?
I didn't finish it. It's just, it seemed, it was good. I enjoyed what I watched, but it just, yeah. You almost could not pick two more different shows.
Well, I am a
if you
man.
The only way you could have gone any differently is if it was like Game of Thrones and Teletubbies.
Well, the only difference between those two shows is that the sex is just insinuated in Teletubbies.
That's exactly right.
You know what I'm saying?
Brandon, in all seriousness,
yeah,
I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you're okay. I'm and glad that
I didn't drown in the desert.
I'm glad that you're, although you're in pain, you will recover, God willing, swiftly.
Thank you,
and
brother.
I'm glad that you're able to record with me this week, and I'm glad that you didn't drown in a desert.
Yeah, me too, because because my family would be like, we've got to put this on the headstone, right? We have
to. That was my immediate thought, because I was just picturing Brandon McCoy, a true outdoorsman. He drowned in a desert. Let's do a topic.
Real quick. So the text messaging with Xena. One of the two of the catastrophes, right, of this kayak crash. One was my knee, and then the other was my cell phone. So I was without a cell phone for several days, but you would have thought I would have gotten those messages post haste.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it was like three tragedies, right? There was like what happened to you, there was the breakage of the cell phone, and then there was also like the complete and utter destruction of any faith that Xena ever had in you. It's just basically how I would put it.
Well, that's one way to look at it. Hey, Adi, anybody ever tell you you're real good at kicking a motherfucker when he's down?
Yeah.
Way to go.
I'm a pro.
Yeah, you're really good.
I'm the reason they came up with the phrase beating a dead horse. I'll just say you think your knee looks bad. You should be glad you weren't there that day.
You should see the horse.
You should see
my
the horse.
My God. Actually, before we do a topic, Adi, there are two more things that I think we need to address. The first of which is...
There are two more things before we start the topic. The topic... Yeah. Becoming 30 minutes into our 30-minute
show. That's correct. That's correct.
Cool.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. So first of all, we're getting some traction on the live episode.
Great.
We're getting some traction.
Tell me more.
I have heard on the Twitterverse of at least, I don't know, a dozen or so.
No way. A dozen people who would listen to one? You mean 12 people?
Yes, Adi, that would be a dozen.
Well, I don't know if you're being hyperbolic here. Okay?
I'm not being... Okay, if I was being hyperbolic, I wouldn't say a dozen, okay? If I had any image issues about this podcast, I would say something other than a dozen. The McElroys fart in a tape recorder, and it gets 7 billion likes, okay?
But a dozen... So many.
I love how you don't believe a dozen.
I have such faith in us.
I think that we honestly could get a nice little tight-knit HU group to join us for a live episode. I think we should do it.
Great. Okay, we'll talk offline about how to schedule that. But listeners, keep those ears and those eyes and those knees open because we might have a live episode coming your way.
That's right.
And if it goes well, we might have many more after that. And if it goes poorly, we might never do it again.
And so help me God, if you told me you're going to come and then you don't, I'm going to be very upset.
I'm going to be very disappointed.
Very upset.
Very, very disappointed.
And by the way, if you told me that you could do it, I'm going to send you a picture of my shrimp knee immediately. That's what I'm going to do.
No, if you say that you can do it and then don't show up.
That's what I said.
No, you said, you made it sound like if they RSVP yes,
oh,
then you will send them a picture of your knee. And I don't think that's the enticing... Okay. Option that most people.
Good point. If you're into that sort of thing, I'll send you a picture. If not, and you don't come, I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah.
Either way, you're getting a picture of my knee. Okay.
Oh,
helpful.
One more thing. I was slightly vindicated on the second vaccine.
There's no planet on which any legitimate scientist vindicated you on this topic.
So first of all, I would just like to defend myself. If the first vaccine and the second vaccine are the same thing, why are there two fucking lines? Why is there a second vaccine line? Why don't you just get in the these are the same thing vaccine line?
Because okay? I have to imagine it's because people could get Pfizer or Moderna, and you can't get the other one for your second dose. You have to get the same second dose of what you got the first time.
Okay, that's fine. But that wasn't the criteria for where I went. It was first or second. So anyway, I go to get my second dose. I am 2 days away from being fully vaccinated. Thank you very much.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. And the nurse, I sat down to get the second shot, and I said to the nurse, you know, this was really embarrassing. I didn't know that the second shot was the same thing as the first. And she goes, it's almost the second thing as the first. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's the exact same thing as the first. She literally calls another person over who is also a nurse. It says, did you know that the first and the second vaccine are the same thing? And that other nurse said, it is, and had to look it up on her phone. So Adi's friends who thought I was a fucking moron.
Wait.
So apparently every nurse in Oregon is as well.
Wait, you're vindicated because some other people also were wrong?
It's just if a nurse is wrong.
No, I'm vindicated because medical professionals confirmed that I was correct.
I'm vindicated because I was less wrong than everybody thought that I was. Okay? Everybody thought I was a fucking idiot, and now medical professionals
this also is the didn't most psychotic thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't necessarily need to win a D. I just don't want to lose.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay.
Let's do a top hook.
Oh, God.
Vindicated. All right. this God. Is from, I haven't been upstairs in a month. All right. Let's get it. It's like Misery down here, except I'm playing both parts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but now you've got this window they installed for you, and that's a pretty big upgrade, buddy. It's a pretty big upgrade.
All right. This is from Mo Taka. Momo. She says, hello to my favorite podcasters.
Oh, hi.
Here's a topic for you. Create your own personal hell. Who would be there? What would your eternal punishment be? And why were you sent there? That's the end of the topic, Adi.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, my own personal hell, who would be there? It would be probably my father and my ex-wife. And something would happen to start me crying. Something legitimate, and I would start crying. And then I just have to walk back and forth between them for eternity while they tell me I'm being a bit much.
Okay.
I think that's probably my own personal hell.
I love just a bit much is the thing that you hate the most. That's
it. Okay, you're being a bit much.
Oh, I needed this laugh.
Yeah, that's probably that for me.
And why were you sent there, Adi? Why were you sent to your personal hell?
Probably because I plagiarized a summary of a chapter of Catcher in the Rye in middle school. For being honest. I just copy and pasted from Spark Notes.
Yeah, okay.
I thought I could get away with it, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably it.
Well, you know the commandment, thou shalt not plagiarize.
Thou shalt not plagiarize. That's number 11.
Thou shalt not covet another man's spark notes. That's what it says. Okay.
Brandon, what would your personal hell be?
Okay, there's a lot.
I believe
it. There's a lot of options, but I think a convention of some kind, right? Because conventions are designed to go and listen to a bunch of boring fucking seminars, to listen to people who think that they're really smart talk about things, right? And then a bunch of, like, forced, hackneyed social events. where you have to make small talk with people. So I'm going to say my own personal hell would be like a Star Trek convention. Right? Because I don't know anything about Star Trek.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't be amused or entertained by any of the panel discussions.
You don't think it would be so cool if you saw like Patrick Stewart?
Okay.
Or William Shatner? Come on.
No. No, I'd
love
that.
Those guys are cool.
No, I'd love that. You're right.
Those guys are cool. You would can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It would be like a theater convention.
Okay.
Because that is just people who think they know everything about everything and yet fail to understand that what they're doing is meaningless.
Okay, no, I got a better one. A vintner. You know, like somebody
vintner?
Isn't that the word for somebody who makes wine?
It's possible. I always just thought it was a space on Monopoly. Vintner?
How about a convention for winemakers?
Yeah.
So first of all, those people are hipster.
They're douchebags, but what are they going to
talk about? They're going to talk about their fucking grapes? Tell me to grow grapes.
I don't get it.
And wine is A, not that good, and B, a lot of work.
So much work.
I don't care. And then you have to go and drink wine and make small talk with people. And when people get drunk on wine, they're fucking awful. They're awful. Go back 9 episodes. That's one of the worst episodes ever because you had like 5 glasses of wine. Awful.
Can I tell you something that I'm discovering about myself that I think you're going to hate, that I know you're going to hate?
Okay.
I think I don't like beer. I think I don't like beer because it is so filling.
Oh, my God.
And it just makes me sleepy.
It doesn't have to be filling. Get a light beer. That's what light beers are supposed to do.
But then they don't taste like anything.
Oh, God.
I
don't have a problem with the fact that you don't like beer. I had more of a problem with the way that you just said that. Can I tell you something I'm learning about myself? I'm learning that I don't care for beer. I'm also really getting into Terry Pratchett books. Have you read any of those? They're very suspenseful. Come with me to a hookah bar and we'll talk.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's be real. You'd take me to a hooker bar. That's what I just said. You'd take me to a hooker bar before I took you to a hookah bar.
You know, a couple of episodes ago when we were talking about how wonderful compliments are to you.
Yeah, I love compliments.
And how I made the mistake of thinking that you said you prefer compliments to orgasms.
Yeah, it was a mistake. And we all know it.
Just to be clear, Adi is a fan of orgasms.
Yes. Everyone who is listening, please be fully aware that I love orgasms. I love to give them. I love to get them. Okay?
You're a real give-get kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Give-get kind of orgasm kind of guy.
So the revelation that I had in listening back to that is that it's interesting to me, Adi, that you are a person that, frankly, lets your freak flag fly.
100%.
And I love that about you.
Yeah.
I love that about you.
What do I have to hide?
You're exactly. Except that doesn't marry well with someone who just wants to be complimented all the time, right? Somebody who wants to be complimented all the time would be a people pleaser. You're not really a people pleaser.
No, because if I was just pleasing out there, pleasing the people in non-orgasmic sorts of ways.
Yeah.
Okay. And people were complimenting me on it. They wouldn't be complimenting me. They would be complimenting my lies, my facade. If I'm being so honest and still getting compliments anyways, that means that it is me who is loved and appreciated.
I see.
Not my people-pleasing prowess.
Okay, that's great.
I could go out there and just blow smoke up everyone's asses. Why is that a phrase? Because it sounds to me like having smoke literally blown up my ass sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah, of course.
So why is that the phrase?
Oh, that's a good point. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt.
You should be like sucking dirt out your ass. Right? That's what we're calling. And now, from now on, people, whenever you're at work and you're like, oh, that person is such a kiss ass, they're constantly blowing smoke up their boss's butt, you're going to replace it with, they're constantly sucking dirt out their ass.
I think we're finally getting down to why I don't like compliments. Is because I can see this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being myself. And when you compliment me, my reaction is, you know what? It's not that great. I'm not that great, okay? So give your compliments to a D because he needs...
Because I need them. And they're wasted. They're wasted on Brandon. You know how they say, like, what is it? Like, youth is wasted on the young. Compliments are exactly wasted right. on the Brandon.
That's exactly right. Although I will say, one compliment that I got recently in a highly unreasonable email, they called me the gentle Gentile. And I thought,
that's okay, really that's, nice. I like
that's
that.
Really nice. That's really nice.
Gentle Gentile, how are you? Why are you going to hell?
I have stolen on many occasions.
Hmm. Birth control pills.
The little. I have stolen on many occasions the little packet of like taco seasoning that you get at the grocery store, because that thing just like falls like in a crack in your cart, you know what I'm saying? And like you check out and you're like, okay, well that's everything, and then you pay and then you look and you're like, oh fuck, 79 cents of taco seasoning I didn't pay. I'm just stealing it. I'm just
stealing.
Over the
years, it has become thousands of dollars worth of taco
seasoning.
At least
thousands of dollars worth of taco seasoning packets and birth control pills. And I think that that's why I'm at the wine-making convention.
On Ventnor.
Hey, when you send money on Venmo, do you ever joke around with the description of the money? Or are you always like, I need to keep my ducks in a row?
No, I like to do like little puzzles. Like I send like little emojis.
Lovely. Yeah.
Sometimes that like you have to work to understand what I'm trying to say.
Right. A lot of eggplants.
Lots of eggplants and lots of that like sweating emoji. Brandon, how can they get in contact with us?
My favorite thing to say on Venmo when I send somebody money is, you know what this is for.
You know. All caps.
You can send us an email at highlyunreasonable@gmail.com, at unreasonablepod, that's Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/highlyunreasonable, or you can go to our website, quilltheory.com/highlyunreasonable, where we formally request that you fill out the form. Folks, we are going to do this live episode.
I can't wait.
And what a better way to introduce people to the podcast who have never heard us before than to say, hey, look, these two goofballs, all right, are going to be, hey, you know, this is actually honest. You ever listen to like a radio show or a podcast and then you get in your mind the way those people look? You know what I'm saying? And then you see it and you're disappointed.
100%.
Oh, God, you do not look good. Bring people on the ground floor so they can see us for the very first time, that they hear us, and then they won't be disappointed later.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
These are faces that you have to put to voices.
That's exactly right.
Or else you'll be disappointed in an unsalvageable way down the line. Okay. Oh, God.
What was the downfall of Highly Unreasonable? They did a live episode.
Also, did you hear...
Oh, God!
They did a live episode. Also, did you hear one of those drowned in the desert?
I think if I drowned in the desert today, I think posthumously, this would have been the number one.
100%. It would have been like, what's it, like Car Talk, but dumb.
You would go, Brandon's dying wish was for you to go back and listen to every episode of Highly Unreasonable.
Then I'd finally work up the willpower to upload all, you know, 200 fucking episodes or whatever the hell it is at this point.
Hey, friends, spread the word. Leave us a rating and a review. That helps for the podcast to populate out there whenever they're looking for Comedy Glaciers. If that's the sort of thing that you're into, you leave us a rating and a review. It pops up for other people.
And if enough people left a review, maybe Brandon could afford to not have to have his belly as his mic stand.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Or get out of the fucking basement. That's exactly right.
Let him out. Brianna, if you can hear me, please, this is a plea from an old friend. Let him out.
You know, we've had a couple of sponsors in the past. If I could ask for a sponsor right now, I would really appreciate apartments.com.
Highly Unreasonable brought to you by Zillow.
Come on, Jeff Goldblum. I know you're listening.
I wish Jeff Goldblum was listening.
All right, buddy. Well, I love you. This has been, in all seriousness, I've been a little down because I haven't been able to do anything. Because
you have to poop at a 30-degree angle.
I had to put... Let me tell you...
That'll bring anyone down.
When you got to poop at an angle, you go, what? I might as well... This is it.
I quit.
What's the point? What's the point?
Well, I'm glad. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you're alive and that you're healing and that we can still laugh. This is just like the reason we do this podcast.
It is.
Because it's like the most absurd world that we could possibly live in, and we just have to laugh about it.
That's exactly right. And if it's going to happen to somebody, it's going to happen to you and me. So we might as well talk about it.
I told you, by the way, did I tell you that my therapist said that when he talks about me to other patients, he calls me Job? That's his code name for me. It's Job.
How does that make you feel?
Honored. I'm honored that he's talking about me to other patients. Because I know what he's saying is like, that sounds awful. What Job is going through, though. And they're like, you're right, you're right.
Oh, that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. Your therapist and I are the only two people who have you figured out.
That's 100%. 100%.
All right, I love you, buddy. Thanks for all the laughs.
I love you, too. I'll talk to you next week. Until next time, I'm Adi.
I'm Brandon.
And this was Highly Unreasonable. See you next week. All my people in this town got moving on them.